We would like to speak to you about a particular irony that you may run into from time to time, and that is fear of making a choice. It is something that we all encounter in our lives. That could be about a situation, a person, a track, something we are choosing to do or not. But what holds it up, of course, is a fear. And what fear does is narrow our ability to see. And when we are looking at this non-perfectionistically, then what we are looking at is, while we are thinking about it and still have room and freedom to take a chance, to make the decision, knowing that that decision can always be changed, but to make a decision with the field as wide as it can be. And not because when you bring in the fear of making the decision the perfect one, your field gets so narrow, you're not able to see things the way they really are. And that of course comes from the patriarchal training, but it is not a good thing to take forward in your life. All of you, in one way or another, are now creating a different life, a better life, a more expansive life. And so that means you must learn to be on your own side when you make decisions. You must be for you, knowing that the spiritual requirement is only making the best decision you can see to make, and making it and moving forward, knowing that the mother will move or change anything that needs to be changed so that your path continues on in the best possible way. But it does require giving up that fear. Now, we are not talking about making a decision without a thought, without a care. No, we do not mean that at all, because that is not really making a decision. That is really having a reaction to a situation. And when it is like closing your eyes and choosing that. And that's not making a decision. You take the material that you have, but you have to know that you can never have all the material. That is simply not possible. So when you are creating a life, a new life, you must be able to make a decision when there is still room, when you can still see a number of things, when there is energy around you. But you must trust that whatever decision you make, the mother will take that decision and turn it into the best thing for you. So you make a decision in faith, believing, and we understand how hard that is. We know that is difficult. But when you create a new life, you have a choice. You can create it from this narrow band of fear where everything is determined by how afraid you are. You could make it in an absurdly wide way where you simply, whatever I feel like doing, I do. We would like neither of those. We would like to be able to have a space where we can see a number of things, but we do not hurt ourselves trying to come to a perfect conclusion when that conclusion is not yet available. So this is a thing that we are working on now. This is particularly challenging in this ever-changing world. The world is changing, the forms are changing, the movements are changing, but we still must make decisions. But we must make decisions when we have enough room to at least examine what the decision possibilities are. And if we do that, then we do not need to worry, because whatever decision we make, it will be taken by the mother and the laws of the universe will protect us. And they will turn whatever we are doing into whatever we need to be doing. Let us say that again. It will turn whatever we are doing into whatever we need to be doing. And we will be able to see it. And that is the gift of the mother's law, that is how she works with her daughters. And that is the best way to create. If you have ever had an occasion to have something go awry in your life, and perhaps you spent a little more time analyzing it, thinking about it, trying to see where it belongs and what you did or what you didn't do, if you think about the amount of energy that went into that, would you not have rather had that energy to look at a situation that changed and make another decision and then move with that? Is that not a better use of your energy? We believe it is, because the analyzing, the idea that you should have been perfect, that you should have known, that you should have predicted, all of that is what we call abuse. Please do not forget that. That is an abusive way to be with yourself. And we want you to build these new lives in love. In love. And so, if we can remember that, if we can breathe into our decisions, if we can allow ourselves to look at many, many things, but to remember the mother's promise. Make the best decision that you can, and she will take that decision and take you to the place where you really want to go. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about that in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the energy of freedom all around you and breathe in freedom and exhale limitation. Feel the blue of peace come around you and breathe in peace and exhale fear. And feel the cleansing energy from the earth come into your root and wash your root center and unblock it so that it can move freely and creatively to hold the energy for the life you want to create. Feel the cleansing energy come to the second chakra and wash away judgment, shame, self-doubt. Feel all of that flowing out of your body. Feel the cleansing energy come into your solar plexus and wash away any of the emotional energy that might be caught there that you do not wish to carry any longer. Feel it move away from your body so that your solar plexus is free to feel the things of freedom, to feel joy, to feel the love of creation, to feel all the things that you love, and feel the cleansing energy come up into your heart and water your garden. And watch your garden grow. And feel the cleansing energy come to your throat and wash away all of the communications that make you small or unimportant or unwise. Wash all of that away so there is a space for the communication in you to see who you are, love who you are, trust and move with who you really are. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into the third eye, and let the cleansing energy wash away anything that you may doubt about your own ability to intuit, to know, to feel, to react with the things that are good for you. Feel the cleansing energy come up through the crown and open the crown and wash away any limitation that crown might have had. Feel how widely it can open and how much it can receive. And feel the golden light of the universe pouring its energy into your body, filling and bringing the energy up in every part of you. Feel yourself becoming wise and compassionate and full of loving kindness. And let that golden energy fill your body, bringing healing with it. Now bring yourself into your heart center. Look at the beauty you've created there. See a place where you can come and be safe, where you can rest, where you can grow as your garden is growing. Now as you look about, you see a path that illuminates. Let yourself walk to the path. Step on the path and allow the path to take you upward. Now feel the air is full of blessings and every breath you take is for your good. And let the path move you upward. Till you come to a place of union. And in the place of union, allow yourself to know your connection to the universe, to all that is high and strong and nurturing and good. And if there is a symbol there to remind you of that union, know it and take it with you. Otherwise, simply feel that union. and let it become more powerful in you. Now come to the path again. And let the path take you upward. No effort. Simply the sense of rising higher. And come to a place of freedom. And in this place, breathe in freedom for all that you want and all that you are creating in your life, all that you are feeling and loving and making real. And if there is a symbol of freedom here, know that symbol and remember it. Now let the path take you up again and come to the place of the gift. Rest the mind and know the gift. When you have known your gift, turn back to the path and come back down the path, breathing in all that blesses you. And come back down to your heart center. Begin to breathe into your body, to balance, and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.